This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Most bankers don't hesitate to bankroll alcoholic beverages, but this new era of legalized marijuana is a different story. Banks are worried they could still get into trouble with the feds, but Attorney General Eric Holder now says his Justice Department and their counterparts at Treasury are working on this. Marketplace's David Gura reports.
Banks are worried they could be prosecuted for aiding and abetting criminal activity or money laundering or racketeering.
So the banks have come to the conclusion that the risks are just too great.
Robert Rowe is the American Bankers Association's senior counsel.
Marijuana is still illegal as far as federal law is concerned, and banks are subject to federal law.
Not having access to banks is hard for growers and dispensaries in states where pot is legal. Bill Piper is with the Drug Policy Alliance.
You know, it's hard to buy things, it's hard to pay your employees, it's hard to really go about business.
And it's not safe when all your business is done in cash. Eric Holder made that point at the University of Virginia. He said the government is working on new guidance. Dan Riffle wants something comprehensive. He's with the Marijuana Policy Project.
Well, there's a big legal distinction for banks especially between we're not going to prosecute this crime and we don't consider this a crime.
After all, the DOJ could reverse a decision not to prosecute banks at any time. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.